The Marcus Performing Arts Center in downtown Milwaukee recently hosted an inaugural Native Heritage Celebration. It included performances, education, and a maker's market. The event was inspired by the loss of a Milwaukee festival that celebrated Indigenous cultures. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter Taryn Powell has the story.
If you've been in the Milwaukee area since at least the 1980s, you probably remember Milwaukee's Indian Summer Festival. For 32 years, the festival sought to preserve and celebrate Native American cultures, especially highlighting Wisconsin's 11 federally recognized tribes. But the festival ended in 2019.
And so something like this is a kind of small way to remedy that and continue to be able to show who we are, what we have to offer, how amazing our community is. And just that we bring tons of love, culture, lots of good medicine to our community.
That's Avery Anderson, a community organizer and peer mentor in Milwaukee. She's an enrolled member of the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin, and she was also on the planning committee for the Native Heritage Celebration.
We are here to celebrate our resilience, make a statement that we are still here. We are not a historical figure. We are surviving and we are thriving.
Anderson says more than 1,000 Milwaukee Public School students were invited to the event, but the festivities were also open to the public. One of the main attractions was a living village set up under a large tent on the grounds outside of the Marcus Performing Arts Center. Attendees could walk through and see community organizations and representatives from local tribes teaching about traditional indigenous food, regalia, and history. Like James Flores, the tribal liaison at the Milwaukee Public Museum. He was dressed in full regalia, giving students some insight into parts of his outfit.
And then this is also called a gestoa, and it's a Oneida word, and it literally means feather cap. I got eagle feathers. These are porcupine quills. When you take quills off a porcupine and you cut the tip off, the pointy part, they're like straws, so you can flatten them, and then they wrap them up there and they dye them.
Representatives from the Urban Indigenous League had a table where students could spin a wheel and learn how to say a greeting in a language from one of Wisconsin's tribes.
You want to spin the wheel? And then it'll give you a language. You got Menominee, so that's the word for hello in Menominee. Can you say it? Poso? Yeah, good job. Like a candy.
And beadwork artists from All Bead Up explain to students how they make some of their crafts.
So we make all our own jewelry using beads and like natural products from our natural product from Mother Earth. So like right here, those long white things, those are actually called denatalium, and those are fish bones. And those other white things with the black tips, those are porcupine quills. So we don't kill the porcupine, and we don't, you know, kill the fish. It's just harvested and used afterward.
Here's Avery Anderson again.
Part of the reason that we wanted to host this event is to share, like, who we are, what our traditions are, what our culture is, what it looks like, in order to, like, educate others and combat the ignorance that comes out of history not being taught fully or accurately. And so, you know, you give people some experiences of their own, and they tend to learn from that. And hopefully that is going to continue to build some rapport and some respect between the different communities here in our city.
Anderson says she hopes attendees left the Native Heritage Celebration with a deeper understanding of Indigenous people and their beliefs and practices. The committee behind the Native Heritage Celebration plans for the event to be an annual affair. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.